If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
June's Journey is a fascinating hidden object mystery gaming app where you'll play as June Parker, tasked with a daunting obligation: solve your sister's murder. Set in the 1920s, the era of glitz and glam, this family mystery is one for the ages. Everyone's a suspect until your investigation determines otherwise. The clues are all around you, hidden within tricky twists and turns. You'll collect detailed information about each character in your photo album, where you'll comb over every detail. You can even join a detectives club to chat and play with others or against them in the detectives league. With hundreds of puzzles to solve, you should probably get started today. Discover your inner detective when you download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android.
Tonight, as we come on the air, nearly 100 million Americans under a dual weather threat. At this hour, tornadoes in Texas as severe storms strike the Gulf Coast. Plus, the dangerous, fast-moving winter storm that could lead to snow in Philadelphia and New York. In Texas, entire roads flooded, trucks flipped as multiple tornadoes hit the Houston metro area. In California, another mass shooting. 7 killed and 1 injured at 2 farms in Northern California. The dramatic scene of the alleged gunman being taken into custody. Plus, new details in the Monterey Park shooting. What we're learning about the 11 dead. Identified today, most in their 60s and 70s, and many grandparents. Also tonight, the Pence documents. The stunning news that he, too, had files marked classified found in his Indiana home, despite what he told CBS's Robert Costa just 1 week before their discovery. Ticketmaster facing swift justice on Capitol Hill. Senators grill executives about the Taylor Swift ticketing fiasco that left her fans out in the cold. And an American woman becomes the greatest female World Cup skier of all time.
This is the CBS Evening News with Nora O'Donnell, reporting from the nation's capital.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us on this busy Tuesday night. At this hour, new developments in that classified document crisis. CBS News learning just today more materials were found, this time at the home of former Vice President Mike Pence. The search prompted just days after Pence told our own CBS's Robert Costa he was confident that he had not made the same mistake as President Biden or Donald Trump. Also making headlines tonight, the Pentagon preparing to send dozens of U.S.-made M1 Abrams tanks to Ukraine, a move that would mean a major step to arming the Ukrainian military as they plan a new offensive to drive out Russia. The news tonight on the other European countries that will also send tanks. But first, that powerful storm system that will cause headaches for nearly 100 million Americans, including potential snow in Philadelphia and New York, plus more. But at this hour, it's the tornado watches and warnings in effect from Texas to Florida, with multiple tornadoes touching down near Houston, including one that caused damage in the suburb of Deer Park. Well, we have our team coverage tonight, and that is where we find CBS's Janet Shamlian. She will start us off. Good evening, Janet.
Nora, good evening to you. The threat of tornadoes has been looming all day here in Southeast Texas. And late this afternoon, as you can see here behind me, it became very real.
A tornado cut a path through the community of Pasadena outside Houston late this afternoon, crumbling buildings like this gym and cutting power lines in some areas.
Like chaos and very loud. The metal was crashing, the glass was breaking out. It was extremely loud.
Everybody okay?
High winds damaged this Exxon chemical plant in nearby Deer Park. The person who shared this video with CBS News confirming everyone inside at the time is okay. Sirens warned of the approaching storm as residents were urged to take shelter. Strong winds flipped over trucks and flooded streets in other parts of the Houston area. Emergency officials were out in full force to rescue people from the fast-rising water. The same system stretching from the Gulf Coast to New England, enveloping parts of Tennessee with thick fog, and dumping snow from Oklahoma to Vermont.
Right now, people here are assessing the damage. As you can see, they are cleaning up. They're removing debris from the road. And while the tornado threat is moving out of the Lone Star State, it continues overnight for several other states. Nora?
Such an important point, Janet Shamley, and thank you. And as Janet said, as that threat continues in the south and those winter storm warnings are in effect across the northeast that could dump more than a half a foot of snow on some areas. So let's bring in our meteorologist, Mike Bettis, from our partners at the Weather Channel. Good evening, Mike.
Nora, good evening. That threat for tornadoes and severe storms like what we saw play out in Houston will remain this evening. The threat area is most likely down along I-10, but storms come racing across Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama. Even after dark tonight, there's a significant risk. And then tomorrow, through the panhandle of Florida into Georgia and the Carolinas, these are all spots where extreme winds and tornadoes will be possible. And then on the north side of all that, a pretty significant winter storm is playing out here from northern Arkansas all the way through the Ohio Valley in the northeast. Significant snow is on the way. Really treacherous driving conditions here. That storm rolling from, say, the Buckeye State into the northeast late in the week. Some places here, Nora, could pick up half a foot to a foot before all is said and done.
We'll be watching. Mike Bettis, thank you. Now to California, where the second straight day Governor Gavin Newsom visited a city grappling with gun violence. In Half Moon Bay, seven people were killed when authorities say a suspect targeted his co-workers at two separate locations. This year, there have been a total of 40 mass shootings, killing at least 70 people in the U.S. That is the highest number of shootings at this point in any year on record, and it's only January 24th. CBS's Carter Evans is on the scene in Northern California.
Evidently had some kind of row with co-workers, and they believe that he specifically targeted those that he killed.
Investigators say 66-year-old Chun-Li Zhao had worked with all eight victims at two mushroom farms in Half Moon Bay. Today, Governor Gavin Newsom met with local authorities.
Only known connection between the victims and the suspect is that they may have been co-workers. The coroner's office is still working on identification of the victims and notifications of next of kin.
Engine 41, Battalion 10, medical aid for a shooting victim. Stage proceed secure.
The shootings began Monday afternoon at Mountain Mushroom Farm. Authorities say four people were killed and a fifth critically injured. At a second farm just 5 miles away, three more bodies were found.
Hands up.
2 hours after the rampage, deputies found Zhao in his car parked outside a sheriff's substation. He was pulled to the ground and arrested. Investigators say a semi-automatic handgun was found in the car.
It was shocking, and I was glad that it happened without incident.
The victims, five men and two women, are all part of a tight-knit agricultural community. Many are migrant workers, making identifying their next of kin that much more difficult.
Our hearts are broken, and we're working together with the community to heal.
Now, the local district attorney called this the single deadliest shooting this county has ever seen. The suspect is going to be arraigned tomorrow on seven counts of murder. And there is some good news tonight. That eighth victim who went to the hospital is out of surgery and in stable condition. Nora?
Carter Evans, thank you so much. Well, in Monterey Park, California, the L.A. coroner released the names of all 11 people killed in Saturday's shooting, and they said they ranged in age from 57 to 76. Investigators are still trying to determine the motive, and they're looking into whether the suspect knew the victims. CBS's Chris Van Cleve is there for us again tonight.
Tonight, investigators say they may never understand what motivated the 72-year-old to gun down 11 people.
The thought process of the suspect, especially one that clearly has some mental health issues, is very, very difficult to become an absolute unless they talk to us, which this one won't be able to.
Detectives say a search of the suspect's Hemet, California home yielded hundreds of rounds of ammunition and a rifle, as well as evidence he was manufacturing his own silencers. At the Star Ballroom Dance Studio, investigators recovered 42 shell casings and an empty magazine to a MAC-10 similar to this one.
Boom, boom.
This dancer took cover.
The gun was shooting like nonstop like that. That's why I pulled my partner, please, we go to hide under the table.
Seconds matter.
Monterey Park firefighters were on scene within minutes. Chief Matt Hollick.
What was the scene when your guys walked in there?
It was surreal. Like I said, when I first started in this career, this was not something that we ever would experience.
Among the 11 victims, 57-year-old Xu Zhiwen Yu, a mother of three, including twins. 68-year-old Valentino Alvaro had three granddaughters. Ming Ma ran the dance studio. Pinky Chen's friend was among the nine wounded.
Two bullets went through his leg.
Brandon Say was able to disarm the shooter when he walked into a second dance hall a few miles away.
Some of these people I know personally. They come to our studio. It's a tight-knit community, and I hope they could heal from this tragic event.
Last night, a candlelight vigil as a community grieves together, remembering friends and loved ones lost to violence.
We may never be able to tell them the why, but we want to be able to help them heal from this.
Now, police are being criticized for how long it took to notify the public that a gunman was on the loose. The chief here says it took investigators hours just to get a consistent description of the suspect based on so many differing witness accounts. Nora?
Chris Van Cleve, thank you. We have an update on another disturbing incident of gun violence, this one in Washington state. Three people were killed in what police say was an apparently random shooting at a convenience store in Yakima, Washington, southeast of Seattle. The suspect, identified as 21-year-old Jared Haddock, has been located and is being treated by local fire and EMS. Police say there appeared to be no apparent conflict between the parties. The suspect just walked in and started shooting. Let's turn now to some breaking news. About a dozen documents with classified markings have been found at the Indiana home of former Vice President Mike Pence. CBS News has learned the discovery was made by one of Pence's longtime aides just last week. This stunning revelation comes as two special counsels are investigating the handling of classified material by President Biden and former President Donald Trump. CBS's Nancy Cordes is at the White House with more.
What the hell is going on around here is my reaction.
Washington officials were in an uproar today.
Oh, I kind of thought, holy heck.
Upon learning that yet another high office holder may have mishandled classified documents.
Okay, so let's find out how that happened.
In a pair of letters to the National Archives, lawyers for former Vice President Mike Pence said they searched his home in Indiana last week out of an abundance of caution. There, they discovered a small number of documents bearing classified markings that were inadvertently boxed and transported to Pence's home at the end of the last administration. The documents, they say, were placed in a safe, and FBI agents came to the Indiana residence last week to collect them.
These are the nation's secrets.
The search came just days after Pence assured multiple journalists, including CBS's Robert Costa, that he had been more responsible about documents than President Biden was.
Our staff reviewed all of the materials in our office and in our residence to ensure that there were no classified materials that left the White House or remained in our possession.
Former President Trump, whose own handling of documents is under investigation, came to his VP's defense today. Mike Pence is an innocent man, he wrote. Leave him alone.
Did former Vice President Pence do the right thing?
Mr. Biden, whose Delaware home was searched by the FBI last week, wouldn't weigh in on today's news, nor would Attorney General Merrick Garland, who has already appointed special counsels to examine the Biden and Trump situations.
Well, as you expect, I'm afraid my answer is going to have to be that I'm unable to comment on this.
Well, Nancy Cordes joins us now from the White House. So did they say anything there today about all this?
Nora, publicly, the White House had absolutely no reaction. But behind the scenes, several officials actually expressed relief that Mr. Biden is now not the only former vice president to discover that he had some classified documents stored in an unsecure area.
Nancy Cordes, thank you so much. Let's turn now to the latest news on that disturbing story out of Memphis and the death of 29-year-old Tyree Nichols, who died after an encounter with police earlier this month. There have been growing demands by his family for police to release video of the incident. The family was shown the video on Monday, and their attorney called it violent and appalling. Today, the top prosecutor in Memphis, who is investigating it, says the public may not see it until next week, but he did say the video is difficult to watch.
Well, it's difficult to watch, you know, just human compassion alone. You know, if you're a parent and you think about, you know, if that happened to my child, you know, that makes your heart go out to the family of Tyree Nichols.
Five Memphis officers have been fired for their involvement in the traffic stop that led to Nichols' arrest. Well, turning now to the war in Ukraine, today we learned the U.S. is now poised to send dozens of its top-of-the-line battle tanks, the M1 Abrams, to Ukraine. U.S. officials say Ukrainian troops first have to be trained to operate and maintain the Abrams before they're sent into battle. Britain is also expected to send Challenger 2 tanks, while Germany is poised to send Leopard 2 battle tanks to Ukraine, a significant escalation. All right, Ticketmaster is back in the hot seat over that Taylor Swift pre-sale ticket fiasco back in November. Well, today, senators on Capitol Hill grilled the head of Ticketmaster's parent company about the meltdown. CBS's Scott McFarlane is on Capitol Hill.
The moment Taylor Swift tickets went on sale in November, Julia Barfus of Utah, a self-proclaimed Swiftie, logged on to Ticketmaster's website.
How far were you going to drive to watch Taylor Swift?
It's about a 10 and a half hour drive, I think, to get
each way.
Each way, yes.
It meant that much to you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Instead, she says she spent 10 hours on the website, but walked away empty handed.
You go to grab tickets, it tells you someone else has already gotten them.
Ticketmaster's meltdown impacted millions. Today, the company's president acknowledged a failure and argued the sale was jammed by scalpers, some using bots to hoard tickets.
The attack requires to slow down and even pause our sales. This is what led to a terrible consumer experience, which we deeply regret.
Senators argue Ticketmaster is a monopoly with a stranglehold on the concert and sports ticket market, saying the company controls nearly 80% of all sales and slams fans with fees.
If you really care about the consumer, give the consumer a break.
Musician Clyde Lawrence testified he only earned $6 from each $42 ticket sold for his shows.
And to be clear, we have absolutely zero say or visibility in how much these fees will be. We find out the same way as everyone else by logging on to Ticketmaster.
I will reintroduce legislation that would reform this industry by providing greater transparency, eliminating many of the exorbitant hidden fees.
The Justice Department allowed a mega merger between Ticketmaster and ticket giant Live Nation in 2010. The two sources familiar tell CBS News the department has begun an antitrust investigation of Ticketmaster. And Nora, that could lead to the breakup of the company.
Yeah, Swifties just want to know where they can get a ticket. All right, Scott McFarlane, thank you so much. Well, there is important news tonight concerning lead in your baby food. That's right. The new safety guidelines the FDA is now proposing. What parents need to know next.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
In tonight's Health Watch, we have important information for parents about baby food. The FDA today proposed new levels for lead in baby food, cutting the allowable level by about 25% to 20 parts per billion or less. Now, that would apply to baby foods made with fruits, vegetables, and dry cereals, but not cereal puff and teething biscuits, which have been found to have some of the highest lead levels. The author of a 2019 report that found dangerous levels of lead in nearly 95% of manufactured baby food says the FDA's proposals don't go far enough to protect children. But at least now you know. Well, a small plane made an emergency landing today on a busy interstate just outside downtown Atlanta. Remarkably, no one was hurt. A hazmat team had to remove fuel from the plane before hauling it off the highway. The FAA now investigating this incident. All right. American skier Michaela Schifrin has just raced into the record books. It's so exciting, and we've got the details coming up. In northern Italy today, American skier Michaela Schifrin became the winningest female skier in World Cup history. Schifrin's victory in the giant slalom was her 83rd, breaking the record she shared with fellow American Lindsey Vonn. The 27-year-old from Colorado now needs only three more wins to tie the all-time record of 86 victories. Good luck to her. All right, a 9-year-old girl in her once-in-a-lifetime discovery. You definitely want to see it. That's next.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait till you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Finally tonight, a 9-year-old Maryland girl's curiosity leads to an amazing discovery 15 million years in the making. Here's CBS's Jan Crawford.
Molly Sampson has a knack for finding things.
I got you.
Whether it's in her own backyard or the Chesapeake Bay, where she and her sister like to hunt for fossils. So far, she's found hundreds.
What do you like about doing this?
It's just like a treasure hunt, and like they're really fun to find and go hunt for them.
Recently, Molly made the discovery of a lifetime, a prehistoric megalodon shark's tooth as big as her hand.
I felt like I was dreaming because I never thought I'd find one that big.
Like you couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it myself because, like I said, I've never found one that big.
Her parents had been taking Molly to the beach since before she could walk.
Yeah, I see how valuable it was for me to be out and have that experience of exploring and looking for things.
It's just like fun because their shark's teeth are really old.
How old are you?
9.
And how old is that one?
15 million years old.
She says she may want to study paleontology one day. But in the meantime, who knows what else Molly will discover. Jan Crawford, CBS News, Prince Frederick, Maryland.
Well, that is one heck of a catch. And that's tonight's CBS Evening News. I'm Nora O'Donnell. Good night.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast. I'm here with my producer, Becca. Becca, what can people expect on the podcast?
The extended moments, for sure.
Where can people get that?
On the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
I use the internet.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and maybe more importantly, on your life. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.